On today's show, FCA predicts a merger with Volkswagen. Or does it? More details on the Jeep Wagoneer and everything you need to know about the underneath of the Alfa Quadrifoglio. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sergio Marchionne talked to reporters at the Geneva Auto Show, and depending on whose report you read, he had different things to say. Bloomberg reports that Marchionne predicted that Volkswagen will make an offer to buy Fiat Chrysler. But Reuters reports that Marchionne said Volkswagen would not be an ideal partner. Meanwhile, VW CEO Matthias Mueller says he has no interest in FCA. Sergio Marchionne is also the chairman of Ferrari, and it just unveiled the fastest street car it's ever made, called the 812 Superfast. Here are the top stats. An 800-horsepower V12 with a claimed 2.9-second acceleration of 0 to 100 kilometers an hour and a top speed of 210 miles per hour. It's priced at $308,000, but don't bother to break out your checkbook. It's completely sold out. Last year, we reported that Jeep was trying to figure out if it could build a Wagoneer off the Grand Cherokee unit body platform. It finally decided that platform could not give it the bandwidth it needs for a bigger SUV. Now, Mike Manley, the head of Jeep, confirms to Autoline that the new Wagoneer and an even larger Grand Wagoneer will be built off the Ram pickup using its body-on-frame platform. But it will incorporate an independent rear suspension to provide more room for third-row passengers. The Wagoneer will be built at FCA's assembly plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, which will also make Ram pickups. Mike Manley says that he would, quote, love to take on Range Rover when the Wagoneer reaches the market in 2020. We'll be back with more intros from Geneva right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We've seen it in many forms over the years, but Toyota's CHR will be hitting dealerships this April. The vehicle's 2-liter four-cylinder engine delivers 144 horsepower and is estimated to get 29 miles to the gallon combined. Look for the base model to start at about $23,500, while the premium trim will begin a little over $25,000. Both of those prices include destination charges. Subaru revealed the new Crosstrek, which is known as the XV outside of the U.S. Even though it looks pretty similar to the current model, the updated Crosstrek is built on the company's new global architecture. It's powered by an upgraded 2-liter four-cylinder boxer engine that gains direct injection and is mated to a CVT. As you may remember, Subaru axed the hybrid version last year. It's also available with a number of new convenience features and safety technologies. The U.S. version of the Crosstrek makes its debut at the New York Auto Show next month. And coming up next, everything you need to know about the underneath of the Alfa Quadrifoglio.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
In my short time covering the automotive industry, I've noticed a much greater focus being put on aerodynamics than when I first started, even when it comes to normal, everyday cars. And it makes sense, too, because of the push for better efficiency. And while so much of the time you'll hear about things you can see, like splitters, vortices, spoilers, and diffusers, it's also what's underneath that counts. Take, for example, the new Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio. It claims a best-in-class coefficient of drag of 0.32. That means it's better than the Mercedes-AMG C63S, BMW M3, and Cadillac ATS-V. And one way I'm sure it achieves that is by making the underside of the car as slick as possible. So let's start off at the front of the car, and I'm going to stop this video in and out here for a little bit. But we'll start off with something I'm sure you guys know about with the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio. It has a carbon fiber active aero front splitter. It starts right at the bottom of the lower fascia there where it transitions from that red to the black. And by active aero, it means that splitter will pop down to give you better airflow and more downforce. Now let's keep moving along here. And it transitions from this carbon fiber piece here, and we'll stop it again, into a hard plastic undercover. And we'll kind of look at the front suspension here a little bit. And then right in the center portion there where you have those two open sections, that's actually right where the steering rack is, and it has electronic assist on there. So it seems like they want to give some sort of cooling power to that as well. Now let's move back a little bit further, and you can just see the start of a ribbed composite transmission pan. Now those ribs are there for cooling purposes. And then we'll switch over, and we transition now from that hard plastic cover in the front to a softer underbody cover. You know, it's got some fibers in it, and I'd almost describe it like a stiff floor mat. And it's there to give you more aerodynamics, obviously, but also some sound deadening. If you think about it, right above that is going to be the driver's seat and the passenger seat. So you're going to want to have a little bit more sound deadening there. Again, you can see that rib transmission pan and more of that softer underbody cover. So let's keep moving back. You can see some of the exhaust here, more of that cover. Now, you know, there's another look back towards the rest of the undercar. Now let's move up. One thing the Quadrifoglio has on the Giulia is a carbon fiber drive shaft. Unique, you don't see that too often, and it also helps with weight. And another thing you'll kind of see here, if we stop it again, is there is a ton of heat shielding on this car. You can actually only see just that small portion of the drive shaft. There's heat shields all the way back, and you can't even actually see it where it connects to the rear differential. But we'll keep moving along here. More of that undercover. You can see a little bit of the rear suspension here. Now we transition again from that soft undercover into a hard plastic cover again. And you can see these scoops here. Right there, it actually has a twin clutch rear differential. So that gives you torque vectoring, which is awesome. But what you can't see is there's even more heat shielding wrapping around this differential. And you can see these scoops here. So they obviously wanted to give a ton of cooling power to this rear differential. Let's keep going. Nice little close-up on the lower portion of the rear suspension. More of this hard plastic undercover. Let's keep going. I think we get a close-up on the brakes here. We'll transition over. We'll get more look at that cover. And I think we go back to looking kind of a long ways underneath the car a little bit here. And then here we go. Yeah, we transition back up into the integrated rear diffuser of the car. So it's a nice look all the way from the front to the back of the underside of the Giulia Quadrifoglio. And it really is amazing to see how little open space there is. And in a future show, we'll take a close-up look at the suspension. And also remember, we'll have Peter Hovgen, director of Alfa Romeo North America, in the studio tomorrow with the Giulia. So if you've got any questions, just shoot them to viewermail@autoline.tv or find us on Twitter. Then tune in live on autoline.tv at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.